This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
As the G7 leaders promise continued support for Ukraine, China is slamming Western arms sales to Ukraine, saying it will only ramp up the war, increase casualties, and make it harder to work out any ceasefire. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Leaders of the world's most powerful democracy have vowed to tighten punishments on Russia for its 15-month invasion of Ukraine, days before President Volodymyr Zelensky joins the Group of Seven summit in person on Sunday. A US official, who spoke on condition of anonymity to preview the announcement, says the Biden administration's component would blacklist about 70 Russian and third country entities involved in Russia's defense production and sanction more than 300 individuals, entities, aircraft and vessels. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Today, Jack Teixeira will be back in court. He's the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified military documents. The judge will be deciding whether he should remain in jail until his trial. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
In court papers filed this week, prosecutors said Teixeira was caught several times before his April arrest, taking notes on classified information and viewing intelligence unrelated to his job. That's raised questions about why he still had access to military secrets, even after being admonished by his superiors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A highway crash has killed 7 people in Oregon. Several vehicles crashed on Interstate 5 north of Albany, Oregon, including 2 semis. I-5 is the big highway on the West Coast. No word yet on what caused the crash. 5 TikTok users are filing a lawsuit challenging Montana's TikTok ban. They argue that the ban is a violation of free speech rights. This is AP News. We've got the latest now on California Senator Dianne Feinstein's health. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
There are new details about complications from an illness involving Senator Feinstein. The office of Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein says she is suffering from Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, a complication from the shingles virus that can paralyze part of the face. Feinstein's office said she contracted encephalitis while recovering from the shingles virus earlier this year. Feinstein, who is 89 years old, had not previously disclosed those medical details, though she said in a statement last week that she had suffered complications. The longtime California senator returned from a more than 2-month absence on May 10th. Feinstein has faced questions for several years about her declining health and her mental acuity. In February, Feinstein said she would not run for re-election in 2024. Feinstein has been a senator for more than 3 decades. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.